All right, this episode of Bouts Talking Bouts brought to you by Sovereign Extracts. You can check them out for a variety of CBD and THC cartridges, also some hybrid options there as well, CBD oils and the like. Also, big shout out to USG Canada, putting out some great apparel for, you know, boxers, MMA fighters, and really for fans alike. And on this show, talking to an individual who's a big fight going at SFT MMA. It's their 23rd event. We'll broadcast on Fight TV. We've got Aaron Jeffrey taking on Bruno Assis. It goes August 13th, Miami, Florida. And I'm talking to Aaron right now. How are you doing there?
I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm doing just dandy. I'm just kind of curious about the timeline for this one here. I imagine you were probably chomping at the bit for a little while to get competing there for a bit, but not necessarily like a clear path for a little bit there. Like, when did the dialogue get going on to compete for this event here?
I'm not sure, to be honest with you. My manager has been in talks with a few different promotions. Like, we tried for a CFFC, LFA, a couple other ones, and then this came up, so we jumped on it.
Yeah, and it's a great fight, too, and good to hear that, you know, a few different options were kind of explored there. I guess that's one of the big benefits of a team like Dodge Sports, just, like, covering a bunch of the different bases for you there.
Exactly.
Yeah, no doubt, man. But I'm kind of curious, like, how the training landscape has been altered, if at all. Like, are you still working with the same people? Is it, like, minimized groups? Like, what's the dynamic like in that regard? Like, I imagine the training has maybe changed a bit.
It's minimized groups right now for sure. None of the gyms are officially open, so it's kind of like a bunch of the pros kind of figuring out their own times and doing their own thing and like minimizing the risk of coming in contact with like way too many people, you know?
Yeah, for sure, man. I mean, you got to do the due diligence for sure. It looked like you were getting in some work with Mike Mallett there, though, so I imagine improving from that work for sure.
Yeah, he's awesome. He's a great partner for me. He's a 45er. His last fights were at 45, but he hasn't fought in a bit. He's a big dude right now. He's about 190, so he's a good size for me, and his skill level is awesome. He's been showing me lots of cool stuff, so yeah, it's been great.
And as an extension of that, I mean, I think I saw a photo of you with Lyndon Whitlock there. I don't know like how recent the picture was per se, but like we were talking about like doing certain segmented kind of training and whatnot. Like, are you still working with guys like Lyndon Whitlock, maybe some of like the Parabellum Niagara top team guys, albeit in smaller groups?
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I see Lyndon a couple times a week. We do our kickboxing and pad sessions and that sort of thing. I've been with Rory McDonald again lately, doing some jits, and I live with my wrestling coach Chris Pickett, the owner of Niagara top team, so I get in like lots and lots of work with him, like multiple times a day.
Yeah, kind of lacking in the lids department of that place, though, from what I saw on that BTC cooking show there, though.
For sure.
But yeah, I mean, I noticed you were rocking the Tilsonburg quarantine workout there at one point, too. You were posting something about that. I mean, as much as you're talking about working with some of the same people, have you had to add certain like new wrinkles to your preparations? Like, I imagine with some of the, you know, restrictions out there has to be a couple workarounds.
Yeah, so when all this COVID stuff like initially went down, I was trying to be as safe as I could, and I actually did take about 4 weeks off training. I was just at home, and pretty much all I had was like a 50-pound kettlebell, an Airdyne bike, and a punching bag that I had to hang up on my tractor at home. So yeah, that was a sketchy 4 weeks of training.
Yeah, walking up and down the driveway with a kettlebell in the backpack there.
Exactly, yeah.
No, good to... Was there any benefit to that, though? Like, were you able to, like, heal any maybe lingering injuries you had? Was there a level of maybe frustration, I guess? Like, how would you characterize that?
Definitely, yeah. I had a couple things that were bugging me for a while, so healed that up. And I think it kind of just refreshes your mind a little bit, you know, like you train twice a day, every day for weeks and weeks and years, and it gets a little bit stale. So you have 4 weeks off and then it's like, you can't wait to get back to the gym and you're excited to do it again. So, yeah, it was kind of nice actually.
Yeah. And I kind of thought to ask about this as just like a little bit of an aside here, just cause we're getting into, you know, Dana White's contender series. Like, I saw that, you know, recent photo up there where you had the signature on it, which was saying you're the first Canadian on the series there. And I mean, just noticing multiple Canadians on this upcoming sort of roster here, like TJ Laramie and Anthony Romero. What are your thoughts on all of that, just seeing the fact that there's like a ramped up Canadian presence on a platform like Contender Series there?
It's good, man. I think it's going to kind of shine some light on like all the talent in Canada, right? Like, I train with Romero all the time, so, you know, if he gets into the UFC after this fight, that's kind of like an in for our gym, right? Now we have another connection to the UFC, so I think it's awesome.
Yeah, for sure, and good to see a Welland, Ontario lad out there, and Anthony Romero. I mean, that was my college town there, so good to see there's some representation from the Niagara region, and I'm sure you like that as a Niagara lad as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah, no doubt, man, for sure. But I was noticing, like, when you were, you know, cornering Vlad Kazbekov there, you were talking about how much the cornering dynamic can stress you out there. Are you one of those guys that gets more stressed for, like, cornering duties than, like, actually getting out there and fighting? Because I know some fighters have that kind of dynamic.
For sure. I think it probably depends on who it is. Like, most recently, I cornered Vlad, and that was super stressful because he's my best friend. So that was super, super nerve-wracking for me. And then right before that, I also cornered Jasmine Jazavicius. I live with her, and she's a good friend, too. So, again, that one was super nerve-wracking. Like, I've cornered some guys before that I'm not as close with, so it's not the same. But, yeah, when it's a good friend, that's hard.
Is that a fair characterization, though, that maybe the cornering stresses you out more than actually being out there, just because, like, ultimately you don't have the, I guess, direct control when you're cornering someone? Like, obviously, when you're in the cage, the onus is on you. So is that kind of a fair characterization, I guess?
Yeah, I would say that for sure.
Also, I got to ask, is Vlad sending you any, like, exclusive videos being on Fight Island there? It seems like he's having a blast.
Yeah, he sent some funny stuff to the Instagram group chats in a while, but nothing too crazy.
I just thought to ask because, like, I'd seen him on Fight Island just kind of following him on Instagram, and I was like, oh, what's going on here?
Pretty cool, man. I'm jealous. I'm super jealous of that guy right now.
Yeah, no, he definitely seems to be having a great time here, but kind of curious on, like, your opponent here, like, if you've gotten to, like, check out much tape on him. I was noticing he's fought for, you know, Brave and, you know, former Contender Series alum as well. Like, have you gotten to see much tape on your opponent? Are you kind of allocating that to people in your camp? Like, what's your, I guess, familiarity with Bruno Assis?
Yeah, I've only watched the one fight, so probably the Contender Series fight. My coaches have watched a couple of the other ones and said it's kind of similar to what we saw in Contender Series. Good jiu-jitsu guy, got a bunch of wins by submission. He's a black belt, so got to be careful of that. But yeah, I think it's a good fight for me.
Yeah, for sure. And yeah, just a great opponent to, you know, be out there with. And I'm kind of curious, like, if the, I guess, promotion has made you privy to, I guess, some of, like, the more regulatory aspects of it. I imagine there's going to be some, you know, aspects relating to, you know, testing for COVID and certain things like that, like maybe different travel arrangements. Like, what does that look like in terms of, like, the regulatory aspects here versus, like, maybe, like, a normative kind of fight?
So I'm not too sure on any of the travel stuff yet. I don't think that's set in stone right now. But I know I do have to go down there a little bit early and do the COVID test before the fight.
Is that something that would be done in Florida, or I guess just before you travel from Ontario, I would think, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no, I mean, definitely got to do what you got to do there for sure. But, I mean, obviously, like, we've done past interviews and always talk about the fact that you're a cereal aficionado. Has it been difficult to get new cereals in with the whole dynamic here? Have you got a couple new favorites here, or kind of just sticking with the tried and true options at this point?
I think I've been sticking with the tried and true. I don't think I've had too many new ones lately, actually.
Yeah, I know. You got to go with what brings you to it. You know, you got to go with the favorites. There's nothing wrong with that for sure. But you've been good with your time, man. I'm curious if there's anything you'd like to kind of add as a parting thought as we're wrapping up here, though.
Yeah, I just think everyone should check out the fight August 13th for SFB MMA. It's the biggest promotion in Brazil, and it's their first show in the States. So it's going to be awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting one for sure. I really like this fight, and it's good to see that there's some cards going on, and I think people will enjoy seeing the card available on Fight TV. We've got the 23rd event there for SFT. Aaron Jeffrey taking on Bruno Assis. People can check that out. It goes in Miami, Florida, August the 13th. Thanks again for all the time and insights there, Aaron. Best of luck with the remaining part of your preparations leading into this one. And, yeah, hopefully you enjoy the rest of your day too, man.